Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the cold suburbs of Chicago. Thanks for joining me today on RBN for people who can handle the truth. RBN's website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit spingola.com. Click on the radio schedule button, then the appropriate month. Follow some of the interesting links usually associated with the day's guest or at least relevant to what that guest might be talking about. I try to have a variety of guests on the program who present alternative ideas. I'm very inquisitive and recognize that our educational system is wholly inadequate and understand that deep-pocketed special interests control the corporate media as well as the government. I'm relatively tolerant, but I like to hear every aspect of any given issue. That tolerance does not imply acceptance or endorsement of everything the guest may present. During the program, email your questions or comments to spingola1@yahoo.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website or by going to spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour after we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. My guest this first hour is Frosty Woolridge. His websites are frostywoolridge.com, and the spelling of that name is W-O-O-L-D-R-I-D-G-E, Frosty Woolridge. He writes for News with Views, and he covers immigration issues. He also writes for Before It's News and probably some other sites also. All righty. Do we have Frosty on the phone? All righty. So he's coming along here just momentarily, and we're very happy to have him on. I've never actually spoken to him. I've emailed him a time or two, and I used to write for News with Views, but have not had the chance to do that because I'm doing a lot of other things. So, all righty. Frosty, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you very much. It's always a pleasure to speak about some of my favorite topics here that concern all of Americans, so it's really a pleasure to work with you.
Well, thank you so much. And you've been writing about immigration issues for a very long time. In fact, that's kind of your specialty, right?
Well, Deanna, for sure, the immigration issue has been one of my specialties. At the same time, for 40 years now, having been a world traveler through six continents, almost 100 countries from the Arctic to Antarctica, my main thrust has been the fact that America is overpopulated. It is going to grow up to 625 million within the lifetime of a child born today from the current 315 million. And yes, immigration, both legally and illegally, is causing our country to explode exponentially and out of its britches. And so that has always been my prime mover with the books that I've written. At the same time, what's driving it, of course, is mass immigration, both legally and illegally, and it portends a very horrific future for all of us, both immigrants and our children. And since this is our watch, you know, essentially the Susan B. Anthony had her watch, and Eleanor Roosevelt her watch, and Teddy Roosevelt his watch, and Washington and Jefferson their watch, it's our watch here in the 21st century to really help this nation and this civilization move toward a sustainable future rather than the one that we're headed toward.
All righty. We are going to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced drinks.
Would you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements in the USA. 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Frosty Woolridge, and you have done quite a lot of traveling, and you are the author of several books, Handbook for Touring Bicyclists, Strike 3, Take Your Base, Immigrations, Unarmed Invasion, Deadly Consequences, Motorcycle Adventure to Alaska, Into the Wind, a teen novel. You're writing a teen novel?
I've read several teen novels, actually. Strike 3, Take Your Base is a teen novel about the early loss of a parent through death or divorce.
Okay.
And how to cope with it. And I wrote the other teen novel, A Motorcycle Adventure to Alaska, Into the Wind, as a really fun and coming of age for two teen boys, and actually two teen girls that actually rode their bikes up to Alaska and actually met up there and had wild adventures. And of course it was a compilation of my five journeys to Alaska on cycles. So really a fun novel for kids who enjoy adventure.
Okay. And then you also wrote Bicycling Around the World, Tire Tracks for Your Imagination, and An Extreme Encounter, Antarctica. Mm-hmm. And you are writing Tilting the Statue of Liberty into a Swamp.
Well, actually, I changed that one, and that book is now out, and it's called America on the Brink, The Next Added 100 Million Americans,
okay.
And it describes what we face as a civilization if we continue on the path that we're on right now and add 100 million by 2035 and then 138 million by 2050 and onward to 625 million before the end of the century. And, of course, this kind of growth is unsustainable. It certainly is going to degrade our quality of life and our standard of living across the board. And, again, this is not about immigration or race, creed, or color or any of those things. It's what we face as a civilization and that we need to change course, and we need to do it dramatically before we become victims of our own numbers.
You use the word sustainable. Isn't that part of the UN Agenda 21?
No, not in the way I use sustainable, because the key is you have to always live within the carrying capacity of the land and the water and the country that where you live. To give you an example, so much of the world is flooding into America right now in first world countries because they've simply overrun their own carrying capacity. And such places like Bangladesh. Bangladesh has 157 million people in a landmass less than the size of Iowa. Places like Mexico has 114 million people in a landmass one-fifth the size of America, and 45% of that landmass is desert. So at some point, as they continue to grow, and they're growing toward 150 million before the mid-century, you run out of water, you run out of energy, you run out of resources, you run out of arable land, and you can't feed yourself. And so what you're seeing with the whole planet right now adding 80 million net gain per year, human beings, to the planet, they simply can't feed, they can't water, they can't house, they can't warm themselves. And so they are now flooding into Europe, they're flooding into Canada, they're attempting to flood into Australia, and there's no end of the line. And so when I talk about sustainability, I talk about, in my book, the America needs to, and has since 1970, a stable population. We were at 193 million people in 1963 when Teddy Kennedy opened up the floodgates and added another 100 million through the 1965 Immigration Reform Act. And now, of course, we're on course to add another 100 million within the next 25 years. And at the same time, the American female has been averaging only 2.03 children since 1970. So it's not us doing it to ourselves. It's our benevolence with legal and illegal immigration and their children. And so at some point, we have to come to terms with that. And
do you think it's a function of the fact that they, or not the fact, the theory, mm-hmm. that they are running out of resources, or is this a political attempt by the One World cabal to destroy the economy of the United States? I do not believe in overpopulation. I think that is, I just don't believe it.
Well, you know, whether you believe it or not, it is the harsh reality of facing humanity in the 21st century. I'll give you a quote by the Nobel laureate, Dr. Henry Kendall, who knows more about this than both of us combined. He says, if we don't halt, and I'm quoting, if we don't halt population growth with justice and compassion, it will be done by nature, brutally and without pity, and will leave a ravaged world, unquote. Another by Dr. E.O. Wilson says, the raging monster upon the land is population growth. In its presence, sustainability is a fragile theoretical construct. To say, as many do, that the difficulties of nation are not due to people but to poor ideology and land use management is sophistic, unquote. The harsh reality is I've traveled all over the planet, and yes, overpopulation is the scourge of China. They're so deep into it they can't even solve it with one child per family because they're still adding 8 million per year, and they're facing horrific water, energy.
Did you travel throughout China?
Yes, I did.
I traveled throughout China, and I saw mm-hmm. an awful lot of empty space.
Well, you see, that's one of the great misnomers out there. Well, we've got a lot of space. It's not about space. It's about arable land and water and climate. Because if it's about space, then we could have 10 million or 30 or 50 or 500 million living in Australia, but 96% of Australia, and I've cycled the entire perimeter of Australia, is desert. So you don't have water, you don't have arable land. So same thing, well, there's a lot of space in Antarctica. Well, guess what? It's 35 below zero most of the time. So the real reality is that we are facing the human species. We're losing about 80 to 100 species per day because of human encroachment on habitat around the world right now. about 250 species per year here in the United States. So unfortunately, whether you believe it or not, overpopulation is our gravest and our greatest predicament here in the United States and around the world in the 21st century.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the illegal immigration, because that's really what I wanted you to focus on.
Sure.
rather than the theory of overpopulation. So how do you see the politicians responding to what most of us are asking for, and that is close the borders, protect the sovereignty of this country, keep the illegals out, protect the jobs of the American people? I mean, I think this is the biggest problem that most of us have, is that the economy is suffering, and yet the stupid politicians are allowing all these people to come in and outsourcing all of the production.
Well, that's exactly correct, Deanna. And Lily, let me have you appreciate this. We have around 20 million illegal aliens in this country, and according to Edwin Rubenstein from thesocialcontract.com, he wrote a report on it. He's an economist. And we actually pay out $346 billion, that's B as in boy, billion dollars per year across 15 federal agencies taking care of all these illegal aliens. But not only are the illegal aliens not, you know, it's the second largest underground economy in the world. They don't pay their taxes. They don't, they get paid under the table. In fact, I think 30 to 40% of the wages in Southern California are completely cash in hand, and that's why California is completely broke. But also, along with the illegals that are working in this country, and they figure, according to FAIR, F-A-I-R-U-S.org, and I'm a board member of that organization, Federation for American Immigration Reform, about 8 million illegal aliens are working full-time jobs. And it undermines our taxation system, it undermines our schools, and all that goes with it. But even worse than illegal immigration is that we're pumping legally, every 30 days, 100,000 legal immigrants that are carrying green cards, and so they're driving our working poor into the unemployment lines, and in fact so much so that we now have, as of February of 2013, we have exactly 47.7 million Americans subsisting on food stamps. And it's my contention that as long as we keep importing all of this legal green card holding labor of 1.2 million legal immigrants every year, we're going to drive our middle class down and wages down to meet third world standards. And at the same time, we're importing all of this poverty. So it's a dual threat. Legal immigration is coming in at 100,000 per month with green cards, taking our working poor out of their taxicab driving jobs, taking them out of their janitor jobs, taking them out of landscaping jobs and roofing, all the jobs that take hands, driving them out of the Marriott, you know, maid cleaning jobs, and driving the wages down. And so what you see right now, just as an example, 68%, ladies and gentlemen, 68% of African-American children are brought up by single mothers. And 99% of them are on welfare. And so you better believe it. Legal and illegal immigration is driving down the standard of living of all American citizens and will continue to do that because, as I just said, we're on course to add 100 million legal immigrants in the next 37 years. Now, how much is 100 million legal immigrants? That's three more Californias. That's 50 cities the size of Denver. Denver's about 2.2 million. And it's a mega city. It sprawls forever. It takes an hour to get across the thing on a good day, on a Sunday morning at 5 o'clock. So what we're facing is this massive, and I mean massive overload of not only immigrants, but the poverty they bring with them and the cultural poverty they bring with them, the religious incompatibility they bring with them. And so, whomever is driving this, and it's the bankers, it's the big owners of McDonald's and Hormel Chicken and Tyson Chicken, they want all this cheap labor because they like to drive their Learjets.
Sure. All righty, we're going to take a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Yeah. is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC, and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest this hour is Frosty Wooldridge, and his website is frostywooldridge.com. He writes for News with Views and Before It's News and a few other websites. He's the author of several books. And, all righty, you've named all those companies that want cheap labor, but who's behind? Who's driving the multiculturalism? This isn't just about cheap labor. This is about homogenizing the races. And what group of people are behind, what group of people is behind the politicians who are supposed to be representing the citizens' interests here in this country?
Well, Deanna, I wish I really knew that one. There are several possibilities. It's always been in this world that somebody wants to garner the most power, the most money, the most everything else. They're called extremists. And in this country right now, you have some powerful individuals. You have the Rothschilds, certainly the Soros, and a few others who are engineering this country into a multicultural, what they call a bouquet. And of course, in my world travels, and although I respect all races, creeds, and colors, multiculturalism and diversity have been found to be really a chaos and mayhem. It's not working over in the United Kingdom, Norway, Sweden, Belgium, Holland, France, Germany, Austria, and certainly not in Spain right now. And what you're seeing is a breakdown of the social order. And whomever is driving it is doing a great job, because they added this 100 million people to this country through immigration since 1965, and we can blame Teddy Roosevelt, and I call him the father of the destruction of the United States. And if we don't, as citizens, take action, we're going to find ourselves behind the eight ball and displaced out of our own country and our own culture and certainly our own language. You're already seeing that right now with push, one for Spanish, two for English, and in fact, in Detroit, Michigan, it's now press one for Arabic, two for Spanish, and three for English. And so as we fracture our country, the big capitalists with all the big money, they don't really care, because I have found in my world travels that as long as the people on top of the pile, and that's like in Mexico or even in Zimbabwe with Mugabe and so forth, they live in mansions and the rest of the people live in raging poverty. And so for those of you who are as concerned as I am about this, about our whole country being completely inundated by mass immigration, both legally and illegally, and the poverty that goes with it, and the cultural poverty that goes with it, there are four massive organizations right now that are attempting to stop all immigration into this country, and or at least cut it down to less than 100,000 per year instead of 100,000 per month. And actually, people who want to come here and speak English and contribute with intelligent minds and educational backgrounds. Number one is CAPSWEB.org. That's CAPSWEB.org. And they are fantastic. I work and write on that board. Also, the best of the best is Roy Beck with NumbersUSA.org. And there's 1.3 million members. We need 10 million members. It's free to join. You can become part of the faxing of pre-written letters to your legislators and so forth. And there are two very powerful videos by Roy Beck. One is 5 minutes long. It's called Immigration, Poverty, and Gumballs, and it will show you the ludicrosity of a continued mass immigration into any first world country, because it portends unbelievable chaos. And then secondly is a 10-minute one called Immigration Off the Charts, and it shows you what the American people are facing if we continue on this path and add this next 138 million people within the next three decades or so. And then the other one is thesocialcontract.com, thesocialcontract.com, to educate yourself as to what we face as a civilization. And the fourth one is fairus.org. And that's the Federation for American Immigration Reform. And what we're trying to do, and I'm a board member on that organization, is to reduce all immigration, again, to less than 100,000 per year. And, folks, this is a republic. And if you want to change the course of history, like Susan B. Anthony or like Dr. Martin Luther King or Eleanor Roosevelt or Teddy Roosevelt or any other great American like Thomas Jefferson.
I don't consider the Roosevelts great Americans.
Well, Teddy Roosevelt was really one of the great environmentalists. He's the one that created all the national park systems along with, John Muir. And so he may not have been, everybody doesn't like some president in some way,
well,
but
I'm talking about the communist ones that you mentioned.
Oh, okay. Well, then if that doesn't work for you, the key is that we have Teddy Roosevelt created the national park systems, and I'm not the perfect individual. I have people coming after me on different things all the time. Even though I have respect for all races, creeds, and color, I'm a poster boy for the Southern Poverty Law Center, because I'm a terrible person, because I stand against illegal immigration and I write very effectively against it. And so I'm a terrible person. I'm a racist and I'm a xenophobe and I'm a nativist. And what
they are pro-multiculturalism, too.
Oh, exactly. And yet they, of course, are the same ones that have their gated communities. Morris Deas is one of the big, most fraudulent men I've ever seen in the world. But again, if you want to change the course of history, those four organizations are the ones you want to join. It's for free. You can become part of the faxing and phone calling armada. We shut down the last 2007 amnesty, and we are literally needing millions of more people to shut down this next amnesty, because, Deanna, if this next amnesty passes, you will have 20 million illegal aliens that gain instant citizenship and instant access to all of our Social Security, our medical, our schooling, everything. And then they get to bring in about 10 of their own members for family reunification. It's going to be a nightmare for all of us.
All righty. Frosty, we do have to take a break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save earth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest this hour is Frosty Wooldridge. Frosty, I've always wondered, what is Frosty your given name, the one that your parents gave you?
Asking. My given name is Forrest, and that's with two R's, which means man of the wilderness. And by the time I was 12 years old, I had been called so many different names and kidded so much about the name. It was just an outdated name for my time in life. That I said, you know, I don't need this name. And I came across a childhood nickname of Frosty, and it's been my name ever since, except on my birth certificate. So my mother at 90 still calls me Forrest, but the rest of my friends and everyone else and family call me Frosty. It's just a part of my life now.
Okay. Thank you for that. I've always wondered. Lots of circumstances cause people to relocate, one of which is warfare. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, isn't that one of the foundational kinds of things? And the other things that cause people to relocate, of course, is famine and different crises. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when we look at all of the people who are coming into the country, a lot of those people are coming from war-torn countries where the U.S. military has gone in and destroyed their country, and then they're compelled to relocate to other places.
Right. Well, you know, that's a part of the great tragedies of the planet right now. People are, you know, we're in these war-torn countries, but we're in there for oil. You know, the United States imports 7 out of 10 barrels of oil. And in fact, as China continues to grow at 16 million new cars every year, they are projected to, you know, the world oil of consumption right now is 84 million barrels per day, and the United States burns about 22 million barrels per day. And by 2030, China expects to burn 98 million barrels per oil per day. And so you can see the massive usage of oil and the draining of that particular resource out of the planet. And then as you see these massive population, and here's another quote by Dr. Otis Graham for Unguarded Gates, and he said, and I'm quoting, "Most Western elites continue urging the wealthy West not to stem the migrant tide that adds 80 million people net gain to the planet annually, but to absorb our global brothers and sisters until their horrid ordeal has been endured and shared by all 10 billion humans packed on an ecologically devastated planet," unquote. Yes, we're taking in all these immigrants, but you have to ask yourself at some point, can we take in 100 million more immigrants, and can we feed, water, and house them?
Wouldn't it be better if we stop bombing all of these countries into the Stone Age and allow these people to develop their own resources and stay in their country? I'm sure that they would want to stay in their country rather than have to flee to some other country where they don't even speak the language. And I think this is all political motivated. It's motivated by the bankers, mm-hmm. and multiculturalism, of course. There's one group of people that are behind that, and one of which, Barbara Spector, actually mentioned that in a video that she appeared in and admitted that her group, the Jews, are behind multiculturalism in most every country. And, of course, Dr. McDonald has also written articles about this. And so I think that we have to figure out, okay, who's behind this? What role are they playing, and why are they playing it?
That's an outstanding question, and I think I can answer it to some degree. And it is ironic that the Jewish people would want to import into the United States all of these Muslims. Now it's 7 million Muslims, and there's over 2,200 mosques in the United States. When the prime directive of the Islamic jihad is to convert or kill all Jewish people or non-believers,
that's a bunch of baloney.
Well, which part of that is? I was actually quoting from the Quran there. Which part is a baloney?
That they want to kill all of the Jews.
That's in the Quran.
I'm more concerned about the Noahide laws than I am about Sharia law.
Okay, well. Nonetheless, the bankers are definitely the ones. I'm a former United States Army officer, 68 through 71, MFC, and I can tell you that the military-industrial complex is the one, and the bankers are the ones that create the wars. They created the Iraq War. They've allowed the Afghanistan War to go on for 11 years now, and so there's no question. There are those who make a huge amount of money. But there's also those who like to break up countries, and literally multiculturalism is fracturing all of Europe right now. It's fracturing Australia. And as a matter of fact, it's beginning to fracture America because we're no longer all on the same page. We're not just Americans anymore. We're hyphenated Americans. And so you have those individuals who like to social engineer. They have the money, guys like Soros and the Rothschilds and the big bankers. And unless Americans gather together in a republic, which means they have to participate, and as I said, these four organizations that are so powerful now with almost 2 million members, we need to have 10 million members. We are going to see this country flooded with 100 million legal immigrants and then all of their children, and then, of course, the numbers of illegal immigrants. We don't even know what those numbers will be. So it really behooves us as the citizens of a republic to take action, or we will certainly become the victims.
Well, I think that the people in most every country in the world are victims. It isn't just America that's being victimized. I mean, every single country in the world. And it's, and it, as you say, it's over resources. There is a group of people who wish to control all the resources of the earth. They are predominant in every single country. They want multiculturalism in every single country. And I think if we don't pinpoint the culprit, that we're never going to solve the problem. And I don't know that writing to our congressman is going to help the matter. I used to belong to Roy Beck's group. I used to sign all those petitions online. And I used to write to all my congressmen. And I would get a form letter back telling me, well, yes, I know how you feel, but I'm going to vote this way anyway. So how is contacting our congressman actually going to be helpful when they are in the pockets of the very people that you've mentioned, the pockets of the multinational corporations?
Well, as a matter of fact, after this program today with you, I'm actually going down to Michael Bennett, who's pro-amnesty and pro-immigration, and I'm going to sit down in front of him and sit down in front of his aides today at 1:30 in Denver. And say, here's what we're facing, 100 million, then 138 million, then 625 million before the end of the century, and literally turn America into a giant overpopulated quagmire with water shortages, et cetera. And I'm going to point it out, and I'm going to show the graphs and so forth. The key is that, yes, we did defeat the 2007 amnesty, and George Bush said, I'll see you at the signing table, and guess what? We beat him, and we beat him with this massive flooding of phone calls to the representatives, so they do respond to your to the numbers, and so we did that, and we expect to do it again and force them to actually enforce the immigration laws of our country, both externally at the borders and internally against the McDonald's and Chipotle's and Tyson and so forth. But if you do nothing, ladies and gentlemen, I guarantee you, you will get an amnesty, and you're not going to like what happens with this amnesty, because it will flood the country with more third world on the family reunification and chain migration. And you'll get these numbers even greater, and will absolutely scatter and fracture America into greater multiculturalism. And, of course, then you'll find that we will have incredible separation through linguistics, and we'll see a separation and poverty that will become intractable and entrenched. So I think – and then the other thing is vote them out of office if they're not adhering to the American way of life. And that's the only thing we have. And so that's why these four organizations are as important now as they were back in 2007. So you're still encouraged to participate. And if you want, email me at my website. I'll give you my speech that I'm taking down. I'll give you the materials to go to your own senators and show them the stark realities of what it's going to be and what it's going to mean to our children in this country if we allow another added 100 million immigrants. And again, that's three more Californias. That's 50 cities the size of Denver. It's roadways and it's species extinction. It's more carbon footprint. It's more polluted air pollution cities. It's more water shortages that we're going to face. And it's going to raise the cost of food. It's going to raise the cost of living. It's going to hit gasoline's going to hit $10 a gallon. These numbers, ladies and gentlemen, are going to profoundly change the way you live as an American citizen. So it behooves you, and I encourage you to take action. And I write about this at News with Views and Before It's News and Liberty Online and Freedom's Phoenix and many, many other websites. I'm actually chronicling what we're facing as a civilization. And my book, America on the Brink, The Next Added 100 Million Americans, gives three chapters at the end of what you can do at the local level, at the state level, and at the national level, and even the international level. And if you do nothing, and I've said this before, if you feel that you can do so little, that you'll do nothing at all, then that's the greatest tragedy in a republic. Because if you combine and become collectively powerful through these organizations, numbersusa.org, then you have a chance. If you do nothing or you just sit with this and watch it go by, I guarantee you, you will become a victim.
But meanwhile, you have the Senate that's writing H-1B visas. Mm-hmm. And doing everything that the Senate and the House know very well what they are doing.
Right.
They are not a bunch of ignorant people who are just saying, oh, we've got to help these poor people come in. They are in the pockets of the corporations. And unless you can, unless the American people have that much influence and that much money to go in and sit down in front of their senator or their representative and say, here, take this bunch of money and represent me. See, we are not unified as a country. All this multiculturalism is simply dividing us. You have one group here and another group over here, and they're all battling each other. And this is the function of multiculturalism, to keep us divided so that we will not be able to be united, and we will not be able to have any influence at all with the people who are supposed to be representing us.
You are so correct, Deanna, and it's going to get worse. We've got Somalian Americans, we've got Pakistani Americans, we've got Ethiopian Americans, we've got Afghanistan, we've got Russian Americans, we've got every kind of American but an American. Now, I'm an American. I don't care. I cannot be called a hyphenated American. And the thing is, we keep voting in John McCain or Hatch or Boxer or Feinstein or Carl Levin or Charles Schumer. We voted in Teddy Kennedy.
We don't have any choice about who gets elected because the elections are fixed. Those people are career politicians.
Right.
It's fixed.
Well, but in a republic, that means you've got to be the active American citizen that goes down there and checks the ballot box and makes sure that it's not fixed. And the problem is 50% of Americans don't even vote in federal elections, and well over 90% don't vote in local elections. So guess who is at fault here?
Well, you know what? In many counties, in this last election, they had voter turnout of in some counties of 135%. Now, how do you figure that? They have voters come out, more voters voted than are registered.
Exactly.
I mean, so it's all fixed.
Well, it's corruption that is allowed because you and I didn't get into the local politics and didn't stand at the batter's box. But what I'm saying is 50% of Americans absolutely don't even vote in federal elections whatsoever. So that's 50% that don't even care enough. And then the rest of the 50% that do vote are not getting involved. All they're doing is voting, and you better believe it. Voter corruption, certainly the illegals that voted, certainly all of the voter rolls and a voter fraud and a voter motor, exactly. But again, a republic means you have to participate. And unfortunately, for the last 40 years, the American people have not participated. And now, 40 years later, our dominant European ancestors and our dominant European numbers that created this country are now headed for a minority. And in fact, the Mexican tribe will be the new majority by 2042, ladies and gentlemen. You're not going to like it when it gets to be that way, and you're going to find even more separation in this country as all of us enclave into our own little states and our own little situations. And the America that we once knew, that we're proud to know, that we're all Americans, black, white, and brown, and red, are going to be so mixed up with all of these, multicultural diversity, religious, cultural incompatibilities that, yes, it's going to be, and it's going to get worse, because at this point, no one really is standing up to stop mass immigration into this country.
I think a lot of American citizens are. They just aren't listening.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's true, and that's why it continues the way it continues. And that's why, you know, I'm one of those voices out there. Call me a Galileo of the 21st century or call me an outlier. I see what's coming. I've already seen it in my world travels. I've seen France. They are a nightmare. They have separated themselves between Muslims and French. London right now is it's two towns. It's a Muslim town and it's a British town. And they're headed, Holland has stopped all immigration into its country because it's getting overtaken by all the Muslims that had immigrated into that country. Belgium doesn't stand a chance right now. And I just bicycled all over Europe recently from Norway down to Greece. And on a bicycle, as I have traveled throughout the world, I get to see the real what's going on, because at 12 miles an hour, you just don't go to the fun places and then just leave real quick. You see the people. And all of Europe right now is a cauldron, essentially, between the Muslims and the Europeans themselves, because you have two diametrically opposed, incompatible religions and economic systems in Islam and Western thought. And at some point, it's going to explode in many different ways. And if it doesn't explode, if it doesn't, like here in this country, it's just going to simply continue to degrade. We'll have 55 to 60 million Americans hyphenated Americans on food stamps and welfare lines. And the rest of us, you and me, are going to be paying the freight for all of that. And again, the reason is because we didn't stop mass immigration into our country for the last 40 years, which added 100 million people that have really fractured our country because they're so diverse and they're so multicultural that we have no cohesiveness left. And now the next 100 million within the next 25 years, folks, it's going to be fractured even further, and that's why it's important to get involved, go to those four websites, join them, tell all your friends, pass those two videos around to everybody, because we need to educate. And the key to change is called a consciousness shift, where we get educated, then a critical mass shift where we take action, and then a tipping point where we actually make a difference and change toward a positive path.
All righty. We do have to take a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to santabarbarabells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. santabarbarabells.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next-generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest this hour has been Frosty Wooldridge, and his website is frostywooldridge.com. newsweek.com. He also writes for News with Views and several other websites and belongs to a number of various organizations, has written several books. Now, you mentioned all of these Muslims in various countries, but I think we have to recognize that they're not the people who are behind the immigration policies in all of those countries. That they
no
are
question
simply
about that. Yeah, we're doing it to ourselves, ladies and gentlemen. Actually, it was, I think it's Spencer Abrams of Michigan, this U.S. senator who finally got voted out, was the one that really opened the floodgates. By 1990, there were only 100,000 immigrants of Muslim descent in this country, and now there's 7 million of them. And he was finally tossed out, but he really did the damage because now the camel's nose is really into the tent. And as we get to 10 million Muslims and then 20 million and 30 million and 40 million Muslims, in this country, and that's where we're headed. They're now getting into prime governmental jobs. There are already 6 or 7 of them in the Obama administration, and so you're going to see more and more Muslims because they have a very aggressive religion that absolutely is looking toward world domination. That's just the way
I don't think so.
I think so. That's
no,
where they
no,
operate.
No. They do not have a
very aggressive religion,
a dominant desire to take over the world. Where are you getting that stuff?
Unfortunately, if you go to Europe, they're literally taking over full sections and enclaving and creating city-states within states, and that's how they operate. They actually never assimilate into a host country. They create their own city-states. You're already seeing it right now in Detroit, Michigan, where Arabic is becoming the predominant.
That is because everybody else has moved out. We do have a caller. Why don't we?
And that's the reason they all moved out.
why don't we? That is not. It's because of the economics. Let's take a caller. Let's take Lisa from Texas.
Great.
Lisa, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you, Deanna, and thank you, Frosty.
Thank you,
Frosty. I'd like to make a couple comments,
sure.
and suggestions for you, and then I'm going to get off the phone. Mm-hmm. First of all, who is responsible for the immigration policies of these European countries as well as America? As far as America's concerned, I would love you to do a little search for a very, very well-written paper by Kevin MacDonald. It's called Jewish Involvement in Shaping American Immigration Policy, 1881 to 1965, a Historical Review.
Mm-hmm.
It will tell you a lot. Do you know who brought the black African slaves to America largely, almost completely? Jewish slave merchants. So I want you to understand that, you know, yes, we have an immigration problem in this country and in Europe, but the people that are responsible for it are largely Jewish Marxists who are in control of our government, our media, and art, Hollywood, you name it, they're largely in charge of it, our courts. And so you've got to understand that they have done this since B.C., and also in the first millennium after Christ, they used Muslims, troops to try to conquer and attack Christian civilization. And I won't turn this into a religion.
I'm sorry, folks, we've run out of time. Thank you, Lisa, for calling in, and thank you, Frosty, for being on the program. Sorry we're out of time.
Well, thank you, Deanna. It's a pleasure. I'd love to come back again, and we can elucidate even more of what we're facing as a civilization and how we can change course on that. I appreciate your time, and thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty, we're going to our 60-second top of the hour break. Be right back.